if meat would, if was kept too long, you, it would do what? If you say it was?
Well, it would spoil. Sure, it'd go to, it'd get sour, no good.
Yeah,
and you didn't have no way of keeping it. Now, you mentioned that. Now, I had cattle, and there were several, everybody had cattle. Well, the way we done that, whenever you'd, everybody would want you, say, I'd butcher one this time. And everybody would tell you what kind of a piece of meat they wanted out of that, that beef that I'd kill. Well, you'd cut it up and they'd divide it out between everybody. Everybody got fresh meat. And then the next time, maybe you would be the one that would be to have to kill the beef. And it went around just like, and you got plenty of fresh meat all the time. Fish, pork, everybody. Now, people don't, people today don't think about you. But back in my days, coming up, your neighbor was your friend, I'll tell you.
We're talking about the hog there. What did you call the, you know, long teeth that the hog had?
A tush.
And that stiff hair on the back.
It was a bristle.
Now, a hog, what did you usually call the male hog, was the term?
Well, you call him a boar. Well, they call him a male hog. Me, if you want to say kind of fancy, you call him a male hog. But if you, actually, the name of the hog is a boar. Boar hog.
And if you didn't want him, the little pig to grow up into a hog, what did they usually do to him?
Well, they called it altering them. And to make meat hogs out of them, they called it. They trim him. And the sows, they spayed them. I spayed them anyway.
Now, you're talking about a hog that's been altered like that. What would you call him if he'd been altered?
Well, you'd call him a meat hog, I'd guess. That's what we called him. Our meat hog.
And you call the little ones
pigs.
What if they got bigger?
Not, well, not between that and a big grown hog, you call him a shoat.
about how old would he have to be to be a shoat?
Oh, about half grown, by the time his mother weaned him on up to half grown.
And let's see, what about an unbred female? A female that hadn't been bred, they have a special name?
You mean the hog?
Yes, sir.
Well, they call them a sow, mostly.
And did you ever have any special name for a hog that had grown up wild, just not?
Well, you called him a wild hog. Called these in these woods, you ever called them razorbacks. They said that people that say that they could live off a pine bark, and he could break up a 10-acre field in just a little while of rooting for something. You'd let them get wild in these woods here back whenever I was a kid. You know, you had to go wherever you went with a horse or walk, and you'd set regular trap pens, bait them. And he'd get on there, had a door in the front of it, with one over the rope over here in the center, and drive down two stops, put a cross piece across that, put the bait around it. Whenever he'd get in there, he'd eat the food all around him. Maybe he'd catch four or five of them at a time. But he'd root that trap, and the door shut him, fall and shut him up in there. And I never will forget one time me and Joe Bott were up here between here and the inlet, set some trap pins up there, and we caught a big old male hog up there. I mean, as big as you want to see in these woods. And they didn't, you know, they didn't, what we call a razorback, didn't grow to be such a big hog. And it was out kind of in the flat woods, and there's a lot of root. And I know if you've ever been in new ground to plow on a mule, and here the plow had to cut the root, you know, and how they'd pop, that son of a gun back over one side of that pin, and he'd get so mad at us, he'd had a nose 18 inches long. Sure. He could just shove that nose in the ground, just come across that of them roots and just pop across it. We had a time catching that thing, but we brought him in.
Good.
And I'm telling you, that no joke, they could just like a middle buster, they could go turn the ground.